Hello and welcome to History Pod. On the 25th of August 1875, Captain Matthew Webb became the first person to successfully swim across the English Channel. Webb learnt to swim in the River Severn near the industrial village of Coalbrookdale, near the modern English town of Telford. When he was 12 years old, he began training on board the school ship HMS Conway, leading to a career as a sailor on board merchant and passenger vessels. It was while sailing from New York to Liverpool that he first showed his strength as a swimmer by diving into the Atlantic Ocean to save a man who had gone overboard. Although the man was never found, Webb was celebrated for his courage. Webb later became captain of the Emerald, and it was during this time that he read of J.B. Johnson's failed attempt to swim across the Channel. Quitting his job, Webb began preparations to make his own crossing, which he did in August 1875. On the 12th of August, Webb covered himself in porpoise oil to act as insulation against the cold water and entered the Channel at Dover's Admiralty Pier. He was forced to abandon this first attempt after a storm at sea made the swim particularly difficult, but he tried again 12 days later, shortly before 1 p.m. on the 24th of August. Accompanied by three boats, Webb finally stepped ashore near Calais in France after swimming for approximately 21 hours and 45 minutes. His crossing had seen strong currents regularly move him off course, while a painful jellyfish sting was dealt with by drinking a glass of brandy. Altogether, he had swum 64 kilometres. Matthew Webb's cross-channel swim secured his position as a Victorian celebrity, and he soon found fortune by undertaking other extreme water-based challenges. He died in 1883 during a failed attempt to swim across the Whirlpool Rapids below Niagara Falls.